In Washington State, when a child runs away and goes to a shelter, the shelter has 3 days before it must legally contact parents or the police. But on Sunday, that will change. KUOW's Kate Elston explains what's happening.
Hey, everybody.
Youth Care is a shelter near the U District for kids under 18. It's a safe place for runaways to sleep, eat, and just watch TV.
What size you wear? 650 long?
For the last 2 years, shelters like Youth Care have had 3 days to figure out how to help each runaway kid. After that, the law requires them to call parents or authorities. Hedda McClendon is director of programs at Youth Care. She says that 3 day window is crucial for runaways.
They get to have a meal. They get to stay in the bed for the evening. They get to wake up and process their experience and process why they've run away, which gives us more time to build the needed relationship.
But starting Sunday, that time will be shorter. Shelters will only have 8 hours before they have to notify authorities. That's the way it used to be. The rule stems from 1995 state legislation called the BECA Bill. It was named for a 13-year-old who ran away and was murdered. Legislators were afraid that shelters could conceal missing kids while parents looked for them. That's why they set the original 8-hour deadline. Then in 2010, lawmakers passed a revision to the BECA bill that extended that time to 3 days. But not all legislators were on board with the change, so the extension was temporary. Youth Care's McClendon wishes it were permanent. She says 8 hours is not enough time for shelters to get kids to trust them. She says if kids know shelters have to call authorities, they will stay on the street.
By staying on the street, what we find is that many of our youth end up selling themselves to survive. It's very likely that they could become engaged with a pimp.
McClendon says shelters can protect kids from the dangers of street life. But Senator Mike Carroll disagrees that shelters need 3 days to do that. He's one of the authors of the original BECA bill. He says parents have the right to know where their kids are sooner.
The fact that runaway shelters are acting as just sort of enablers of juveniles is not good for society. The sooner we can find out what's going on, and you should be able to find that out within 8 hours, the better off families are going to be because they've got to be notified of where their child is.
Carroll says he doesn't want to extend the deadline again, but agencies like Youth Care want to see that 3-day window reinstated. Changes will have to wait until the next legislative session. I'm Kate Elston reporting.